Bradley University President Stephen Standiford has fulfilled one of his promises made to the Bradley community, to improve diversity and inclusion in the wake of the George Floyd protests. WCBU student reporter Chloe Calcote has the story.
The Romeo B. Garrett Center is Bradley's multicultural center and a safe space for minority students to gather on campus. Before the current renovations, the building hadn't been updated since it was purchased by the university in the 1970s. Today, the Garrett Center has reopened with a new look inside and out.
What we're now looking at is what I would describe as more institutional substantive changes that put us on a path to constantly be thinking about and developing a more inclusive environment.
Standard First stresses the importance of making a real impact on the Bradley community and trying to be very thoughtful and not rush into conclusions that don't lead to the type of fundamental change that they are looking for. Executive Director of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, Norris Chase, believes that the renovation of the Garrett Center is just the beginning of what needs to be done to create a more inclusive space and improve retention rates for minority students.
Not just diversity and representation, not just inclusion of having people's voices at the table, but equity and outcomes. And what that basically means is parity, not equality, giving everybody the same thing. We're talking about equity, where the black students, Latinx students graduate and they are retained at the same rate.
Along with the Garrett Center renovation, Standiford also has promised to create a racial diversity and inclusion advisory group of internal and external partners, as well as partner with Peoria Public Schools to offer 6 need-based full tuition scholarships annually. I'm Chloe Calcote.